A little bit of a sherry note to it. And a little bit of citrus. And then on the palate, again, on the palate, I'm getting the milk chocolate. I'm getting the toffee. Get a little bit of a pear note to it. Hold on. And I get a burst of nuttiness on the finish. Just, you know, just like dark roasted mixed nuts on the finish. There's a lovely fruity note on the center palate. The nuttiness goes down on the back palate. It's got a finish that just goes on and on and on. And a beautiful creamy mouth coat to it. This one's lovely. This one's really lovely. What'd you think, Maury?
I couldn't agree with you more, Bob. I mean, you could go on and wax poetic about this whiskey all day long. I really thought it was fantastic. It just shows that there are really some amazing, amazing juice out there. And for them to find some of this really nice, beautiful old grain whiskey and all the other single malts that they're blending. Again, I can't say it enough. I wish there was another category for this, because this is not your grandfather's blended scotch. This is a fantastic, age-stated, beautiful whiskey that if you see it, it could be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. You should try it.
What do you think, Brent?
Yeah, so what gets me is that you have 16 different varieties that are all over 40 years old. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the comprehension of being able to acquire those and that at that age alone, it would be, it almost seemed like nearly impossible.
Yeah.
Yet you've done it, and then you've blended them in a way to make them all, you know, assist each other, you know, work cohesively to make
The nerve that it took to take whiskeys of that age and blend them to try and make something better rather than just bottle them separately.
Right. But they succeeded. Yeah. The sum of the parts is better. This is a classic case where we're all taught to believe that a single malt is a soloist and it stands alone.
Yeah, but that's not always the case. So we'll be back. Destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as the willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. To the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view. Hey, and we're back, and we were just finishing up talking about the Black Year 40-year-old blended Scotch whiskey. What did you think, Justin?
I thought this was like the best mocha latte I've ever had. If you could take one and age it without changing the quality and character of the milk in it, this would be it. It truly is a master blending product, because it is better than any of these aged spirits that I've had on their own. And I've never had all of them over 40 years on their own, but I've had maybe a third of them, and it's as good as any of those on their own. Wow. That's all I have to say about that.
Well, we're going to rate the Black Bull 40-year-old blended Scotch whiskey, an extremely well-deserved 4-6, 5-6, 5-6, sorry. Yeah, that one was special. That one was definitely special. But again, it's Duncan Taylor, some of the best, you know, one of the best independent bottlers on earth. So, you know, they're not going to put out anything that's not good. So let's move on to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Brent tell us all about that.
Thanks, Bob. Kaiyo is a Japanese non-distiller produced founded 12 years ago by former Ashi employee Mr. Watambi. To make their whiskey, Kyo sources teaspooned new make malt whiskey from an unnamed Japanese distillery. That's kind of unique when you think about it. You know, they're taking a teaspoon of something and adding it to it.
Well, yeah, figure of speech, but yeah. Yeah,
right. They age this whiskey in Japan for a time before loading the cask onto a ship to Osaka for further aging at sea for up to 3 months. They use Mizunera oak casks from Ariake Sanyo Cooperage for their Mizunera aged products and ex-bourbon barrels for their other products. They are currently moving forward with building their own distillery in Japan to help secure their supply line. So this first one we have is the Kyo Whiskey, the single. It's 44% ABV or 88 proof, 7 years old. It's bourbon cask matured, Missouri oak finished, 7 years old, non-chilled filtered, 100% malted barley.
Mizunera, not Missouri.
Well, you know, if you live in Missouri.
It's the show me state,
yeah.
People.
Yeah, that's the show me state. This is Mizunera, that's Japan.
The color on this, like very, very light, very light straw. These are all light straw here, but, you know, for the color. On the nose, I get a lot of floral notes coming right off the top of it. It's what it reminds me of is a dandelion in a way, which is a weed, not a flower, but you still have the, you know, note, floral notes that come off of it. On the palate, I get some lemon, honey, some white pepper. It's just got a nice, smooth little finish. Very pleasant. And enjoyed it. Maury?
You know, I agree with you, Brent. I think these whiskeys are beautiful. I was very impressed with this. I thought it was a lovely whiskey. It actually reminds me of a bourbon. I think this is a Japanese whiskey for bourbon drinkers. Beautiful mouthfeel. Nice finish, easy drinking. I liked it a lot. And the Mizunera just adds another layer of complexity and dimension to the finish. So again, remember, this is a Mizunera finish as opposed to a Mizunera exclusively aged. So it's a little more subtle. Justin?
On the nose, I got raisins, sweet grains, cinnamon bread, cloves, and almonds. On the palate, malt, light touch of confectioner's sugar, little bit of mustard and oak. And on the finish, that mustard note just kept through, but it's like a really good deli mustard, not like Heinz yellow. Blow your nose away. How about you, Bob?
This is a very pretty whiskey. And I got the chance to get introduced to these whiskeys at Whiskey Fest in Chicago last year and was really just taken away at the quality of these. The nose is just sweet toffee and creamed honey. And
that's it, creamed honey.
Yeah. And then like wildflowers. And the longer it sits, the better the nose gets. The nose really seems to be increasing from when we first opened it. On the palate, it's sweet barley. Sweet barley with just a hint of white pepper spice. I get a little bit of an apple note on it, especially in the mid palate. And then again, more and more flowers, white flowers, wildflowers. Got a medium to long finish. A really well put together whiskey. And I remember trying this in Chicago and thinking, wow, this is really good. We need to talk about this one on the show. So our rating for the Kyo, the single, is going to be a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
So we're going to go on to our next one, and we're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
So the next whiskey we're going to talk about is Kyo Whiskey Mizunera. It's 43% alcohol by volume, or 86 proof, and it's a Mizunera oak, non-age stated, non-chill filtered, 100% malted barley. On the nose, I got that signature Mizunera oak note. I got some plums, white grapes, and some roses. On the palate, nice oak and lemons. On the finish, it was medium and pleasant. What did you think, Maury?
I like this whiskey. I love Mizunara. I think it's a fun and exciting wood product. It's a little hard to talk about this whiskey without not talking about its big brother, the cask strength Mizunara, which comes next, which I found to be this whiskey turned up to 11. Mm. So I like this whiskey quite a lot. It's beautiful. It's light. It's feminine. It's pleasant. I called it an all-day sipper. I really thought that it's just something that's very approachable. And if you've never tried a Mizunara whiskey, this is a great place to start. The finish was a little bit short. It's a really nice place to start. And as I said, if you like this, just buckle up and hold on for the next one.
Yeah. Very, very, a very Japanese whiskey. That's how I'd describe it. I mean, that subtleness, the layers of flavor. And it's a different style of whiskey from, you know, it's like the difference when we do a Canadian whiskey episode or yeah. we do an Irish episode, you know. Yeah, we always have to rework your brain to go, okay, we were just drinking scotch. No, now we're in Japan. Click. It's a different level. But this one is so pretty, so well made. You get that rich sandalwood from the Mizunara oak aging, which really you only get with Mizunara oak. Almost a sweet cereal and almost like a coconut milk note on the nose and then on the palate.
Mm. But it's super light and ethereal. It yeah. just sort of dances on your palate. Yeah. Very feminine.
And that Mizunara, that sandalwood just sort of coats and rolls around your tongue and just sort of dances. I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful whiskey. I get that Mizunara finish. But this isn't Mizunara finish. This is Mizunara age. But I get the Mizunara on the finish. White chocolate fudge. It's very creamy. It's a beautiful whiskey. What do you think, Brent?
Yeah. I enjoyed this, you know, and I'm not much of a Japanese whiskey drinker. Is you know, I've had a lot more scotch than Japanese whiskey. I know this is what Japanese whiskey is different, you know, but this one for me, very middle of the palate. Maury mentioned that it was a short finish, and I thought, you know, on that first sip, it was a short finish, but then as I had a few more sips, it was, you know, the finish got much longer. Like I said, very middle of the palate. I got that light citrus. All everything was nice and mild. There was nothing that was overpowering on one side or another. So it had great balance with all of its, with all the flavors within it. Enjoyable.
Let's see what George thinks. What did you think, George?
Oh my!
Well, that's what George thought. So, yeah, an absolutely lovely whiskey. So we're going to be rating the Kaya Whiskey Mizunara Finish, or Mizunara, a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So we're going to have Maury tell us about our next whiskey.
All right. Thank you, Bob. I'm excited to talk about this one. The next whiskey is the Kaya.
Well, it's Cask Strength and Mizunara. I know you're excited. Oh,
that's
I'm
right.
excited.
Yeah, I mean, how could you not be yeah. excited? Cask Strength, Mizunara. Interestingly, again, like one of the Red Bull, Black Bulls, the proof is relatively low for a Cask Strength. Mm-hmm. This one comes at a 53% ABV or 106 proof, which, again, as we were talking about...
Japan, not Kentucky.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, the Cask Strength on the last Kaya was only 88 proof. Mm-hmm. And so that's interesting. Anyway, this whiskey is delicious. It's definitely a step up from the 80 proof. It's flavor turned up to 11. It's got a nice pale color. The only thing I could comment in the negative column about this whiskey is for me, on this day, at this time, this location, I found the nose to be absent. I got just zero nose.
It started off absent to me. I was like, okay, great. Where is this? This is a cask strength. Where is the nose?
Right.
I did the same thing.
I was just thinking there's something wrong with it.
Just add that drop of water and everything popped in the nose for me.
Put a drop of water and it absolutely opens up.
Yeah, that nose just popped. It's like, oh my God, there's where it was. It was,
you know,
hitting.
You're right. Yeah, I didn't water it because honestly, at the proof level, it was not a big deal. And I didn't put any water in. I thought the palate was delicious. I thought the finish was medium and long. It's got everything you want in a Mizunara Japanese whiskey. This is the prototypical Mizunara oak finish Japanese whiskey, bar none. I thought it was just.
And then just add that drop of water and poof, in poof. Comes that sandalwood. Yeah.
Yeah. So I love this whiskey. To me, this is one of the best things we've had today. I really liked it. Justin?
So on the nose, I got lemons, sesame seeds, mung beans. On the palate,
I miss the mung bean.
It's subtle. And on the palate, I definitely got the Mizanara oak note that you would expect from an expression like this, and some intense lemon. And the finish, before the water, was long but flat. After a drop of water, and I mean just a little drop from a dropper, the finish just goes on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Almost enough that they should put it on the label.
It needed just that kick to get it going.
Yeah.
This is like the poster child for add water.
It is.
I must admit.
You almost put it on the label.
How often do we say it?
It wasn't hot. I didn't feel any compelling reason to add water. But when I added water, it took it to a whole other level.
I mean, me and Harm are like mental about it, but everyone on this show, how often? And I talk to people all over the country when we go to various whiskey events and everything, and I preach to them, please. Please, if you listen to our show, every other show, at some point we will say, please add some water to your whiskey. Your worst case scenario is that glass will get slightly watered down. Your best case scenario is, man, it's going to completely change your whiskey, and it's going to change your life. So what do you think,
Brian? Yeah, a lot of people find that water is a sign of weakness, but I don't see that at all. I see water as a sign of maturity, enhancement, and it can only do good things.
Yeah, and you're not, it's like adding water. You're not adding like a whole bunch of what you're setting a drop or something just to make it pop, you know. But yeah, again, this one reminded me like dandelions in that field of dandelions on the nose. It's, you know, I got the cherries, the honeydew, the melon. I got a little bit of like a peppery spice, and you know, good thing for the back end of the palate. Lovely whiskey.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, we're going to be rating the Kaya Whiskey Cask Strength Mizanara, a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh my goodness.
And that leaves us with a little bit of time we've got left to talk about our last one from Kaya. And this is the one I was excited about because it's cool. It's weird. It's different. It's the Kaya the Kuri Chestnut, which is 48% ABV, 96 proof, non-aged statement, non-chill filter, 100% malted barley. This whiskey is not finished. It is aged from day one for a full 7 years in Japanese Kuri chestnut wood barrels. I don't know a single distillery on earth that is aging a new make whiskey anywhere in chestnut wood barrels. And then they take this out to sea for 3 months. So,
which just adds a whole nother twist.
Yeah, it's just like, okay. And I hesitate to call it a geek's whiskey because it's sometimes geek whiskeys are just,
it's a geek whiskey,
are geek really whiskey. Off, and you go like, oh, what the? This is so good. It's just,
if you want something that's going to mystify your friends, that
blow their minds,
and
you go
before.
Try this, and what do you think it is? And they'll go, I have no idea. I like it, but I don't know what it is.
I couldn't find words to describe it.
Yeah. It's just, it's rich wood. There's a lot of wood here, but it's not like you think an over-oaked bourbon or an over-oaked scotch where it's too much. There's a lot of wood in it, but it doesn't overpower it. On the nose, I get the wood. And when we first opened it, I got almost a spearmint in the tip of the nose. And then on the palate, really nice, just creamy, a mild spice, and just your head goes, pow. What is that? What do you think, Brent?
Yeah, I got wood and orange on the nose. And when I had it on the palate, I was like, this is like drinking a soft wood of some kind.
Yeah. If you took wood and turned it into liquid.
Actually, if you add water, I got a lot more orange when I added water.
The water. Yeah.
Yep.
The spearmint blew off on the nose and turned orange for me.
Correct.
Yep.
It's just a whiskey that you drink. You're like, I can't put my finger on it. This is so weird and unusual and unique.
But usually weird is not also good. This is good.
This is weird, but good.
Weird. Yeah, so, and if you see this one, I think they made one run of this. If you see one of these, grab it. Even the label is made out of wood.
Really?
Yeah, it's very, very cool. What'd you think, Justin?
Smells like an inside of a drawer, but in a great way.
Yeah, it's like your mom's hope chest. It's very, very cool. If you see this, grab one. So Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our co-hosts for joining us today. Thank you, Brent.
It's been a pleasure. Some stuff I never knew about and some stuff that I will enjoy.
You drank scotch from two different continents and you're actually happy.
Well, right. You know, but that's because nobody told me about him before. Now that...
Now the only reason you know he's happy is he's the usual pantsless.
Don't you look it up with them negative waves.
Oh, Lord. Well, thank you, Maury.
Thank you, Bob. Been a great day.
And thank you, Justin.
Thank you. So good to be here, as always. Yay.
Well, for Sip, Suds, and Smokes, this is Madman Bob. We thank you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey, and fortunately, we didn't have to do it today.
I am very aroused.
And I am drinking some more of the chestnut.
You're like a termite with wood in your mouth.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a one-tan hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
when I can't remember my own name. Well, somehow you still keep me standing through blurred eyes and tracer lights. We go fumbling in the rain because you said that rain was romantic, but it made us just feel wet. I will get sloppy and you'll get so demanding.